Okay, today is Daf Dalad. We are on Daf Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom line. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmat, David Yechiel, Michal Ben Yoshua Chaim, whose yahrzeit is today. Shalom Shav and Leah. And all the learning should be in Eliel for the Neshama. Maske for Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana asked the following question. Mi Hichmitz? Is it even true that the Yavash ever became bad? Is that even true? That the Yavash became bad? Why are we assuming that? Vok Sehibit says that Umatechshan, Cheshchan, Ubnei Torin, whatever you need, Bnei Torin, Bakar, Bnei Torin, Dichrin, which is animals, Imrin, more animals, La'alon, La'kash, Ma, you bring it for your God, Chantin, Melach, Chamar, Umashach, Kedamar, Kahana, Di, Birushalayim, Luhu, Mitzyahev, Lehem, Yom, Biyom, Dai, Lo, Shalo. Right? Give you whatever you want. Rashi says on top. Klomar, kol ma shechafetim ha-kahanim, tenu lahem mishalo, mishali. Whatever you guys need for the basic mikvah, you come to me. Animals, flour, it's all that, all on this list. Whatever you need, come to me, I'll give you. What do you mean he got bad? What do you mean he was hichmitz? Right? So the who is this? The Rishash asks, 1 minute, maybe this was before he got bad. Right? Who says, maybe this is before he was bad. Before he was hichmit, before he was turned sour. So he says, well, if that's true, first of all, he says like this, such a wonderful pasuk, such a praising pasuk, praising the Yavash. If he turned bad, there has to be another pasuk that says that, to take all this back. Couldn't be that such a praise like this, and then there's no pasuk that says, oh, and by the way, he was turned sour afterwards. So we can't just deduce that on our own and come up with that on our own. That's the pasuk. After such a flowery pasuk like this, there's got to be another pasuk that takes it all back. That's one shot he gives. Another answer is, Tachak HaNoach says, if he taka turned bad, then he himself would have sent out a letter retracting this. You know what, I'm not going to be so calm. I'm not going to give him whatever they need for the basement. So let them do it on their own. So no, we don't find such a letter like that. So clearly, the Raya, he wasn't Hichmetz. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rebbe, Mitunach. From the very next pasuk says, Dai lahon mihakrivon nichuchin la'alakad shema umatzilin l'chalei malka ubenohi. In other words, I'm giving it all, so I should be in good graces with God. I'm not doing it l'shem shemayim. I'm doing it not l'shem shemayim.
That's not what it says.
What does it say?
Matzil.
To be saved. I want to be saved. I want to be saved from Hashem.
Yeah.
So I'm only doing it for. I'm doing it for. It's called self preservation. I'm not doing it because I'm a good guy. I'm doing it for self-preservation. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's when we do tshuva. Hashem, don't do anything. It's that self-preservation. We're not doing it because we really want to get close to God. We're afraid of Him. Right? We're afraid of Him. I'll do it. I'll become good because I don't want to get punished. That's the lowest level of tshuva.
You still get it.
Huh?
You still
That's
get
the
it.
Lowest level of tshuva because it's called self-preservation. You're not doing it for any other motive.
It works.
What? It works.
So
but because you say, wonderful, wonderful,
and
whatever
and
you...
Pray. It's not saying. You say, and pray for
Him. Right. Now...
Not
1 second. Forget that. Said the Gemara. You see, it's not a bad. It's a bad thing. It's a good thing. For Tanya, we have a famous bride. This is Omer Sel Zul Tzedaka. I'm going to give this money to Tzedaka. Bishvil sheyichya bni, so that my son should get a refuah shleima. Bishvil sheezke kach l'chayel maba. I want olam haba. I want olam haba. I'll give them tzedaka. You know why I'm giving tzedaka? Not because I care about poor people. I care about myself. I want my son to get better. I want olam haba. Right? Harei zeh tzadik gamur. You're a tzadik gamur if you do that. Asks Tosfos on top. What do you mean you're a tzadik gamur? Ha, d'tnan perakama de mesechus avos. It says in mesechus avos, al tehevi avodim ha-mesham shenes harav al-manaf sekabal prath. That's not supposed to be that way. Right? So, the answer is, haino be'umos ha-olam. That's only talking about goyim. Why? Shetoin ala rishonos. If they do give the tzedakah, and they don't get a refuah shleima for their son, right? And they don't get whatever they're looking for to get, whatever payoff they want, an olam hazeh payoff, then they get angry at Hashem. That's what the words mean. Toin ala rishonos. They have questions and they retract their original giving. I never should have given that. I never should have given that. I tried to get tzedakah for my son's health. He got even more sick. I'm never going to do that again. I wish I wouldn't have given it. The Jew doesn't say that. So even though a Jew says, I'm doing it for my son to get better, if your son doesn't get better, and if you, right? You don't say, I wish I never would have given that. No one says that. You shouldn't say that. That's what it means you shouldn't do. Shouldn't say that. Okay? One more very interesting thing. Rashi says, you're a tzaddik gomor. Well, the Gemara says, you're a tzaddik gomor. Someone says, I'm giving tzedakah so my son should get a refuah shleimah. You're a tzaddik gomor. Says Rashi, im rogel bakach. What does that mean? Im rogel bakach. So let's see, what is Rashi trying to say by that? Not sure what he means by that.
Despite the result, you're going to get stuck again.
That's what it means?
Probably.
Imragal bakach means even if you don't get what you want, you still give it anyway. You keep on doing it. Is that what he means? I'm not sure what he means.
I'm looking at this dude.
Yeah?
Really? A person's on the side of gummer, he does it one shot. That's
what do you mean? You mean you have to give it stuck a lot of times. Even if you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Correct.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, lo kasha. So it's not a kasha. Kan be Yisrael. The tzedakah was talking about a Jew. Kan be Ovdei Kochavim. And when we said it's not tzedakah, like what Korech did, what Dayavish did, that's talking about an Jew. Says Rashi, Kan be Yisrael, the first skinny line. Shaliba l'shamayim. He's really doing it for the right reasons. V'yim ar'iyin lo b'chayav. And if it doesn't work out that way, ain't Karolo Tagar, doesn't complain. Ella tole hayisurin ba'avono. You know, I expected to win the lottery. Why would Hashem give me the lottery? Because I gave a lot of tzedakah, so I should win the lottery? But you have other sins, you're not worthy of winning the lottery. So, very simple. People realize that. People realize it right away. Right? Avo ovi kochavim, by goy, imemetivin lo, kigmulo, if he doesn't win the lottery, he doesn't get a payoff, Karolo Tagar, he complains. So that's why Dayavish was complaining. That's why Dayavish was considered sour. Because he was doing it for ulterior motives. And if he wouldn't get what he wanted, he'd complain. If a Jew doesn't get what he wants, he doesn't care. He might care, he doesn't complain. Okay. Viba Yisema, another answer. How do we know that Dayavish became bad, sour? It says, Nichvachin di Evan Galal Tlosa v'nidbach di a charat v'nafkisa min beis malka. Tishyahev. That means that he made rows of, when he helped build the Beis HaMikdash, he made rows of stone, and he inserted rows of wood in the rows of stone. That's what all that meant. Lamali le'evet hachi, why did he do that? Because Savar he held, e mardu bi Yehudai, if a Jew would rebel against me, if the Jews rebel against me, iklai benura, I'll burn the Beis HaMikdash down. There's a lot of wood in there. Easy to burn it down. That's why he did it like that. So that's a pretty sour thing to do. It's a pretty foul thing to do. So Gemara says, one second, Atu Shlomo l'Avarachi, Shlomo did the same thing. For see if it says, by Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash, who had no intention of ever burning it down, Shlosha Ture Gazis, there's three rows of stone, V'tur Karsus, Arazim, and one row was made out of cedar wood. So the Gemara says, no, Shlomo didn't do it for that reason. Shlomo Avarmu Maila. I'm not sure what that means. Shlomo made him on top. V'ihu Avid Lamata. He made them on the bottom. Not sure what that means exactly.
Because if it's on the bottom, when it burns, it drops.
Uh-huh.
If it's on the top, it burns, then what happens?
Oh, I see. Shlomo Shaki Bibinyaya. Shlomo made them deep into the building. Ihu lo Shaki Bibinyana. They obviously didn't do that. So even if it would catch fire, nothing would happen. Shlomo Sadye Besida. Shlomo covered up the wood with plaster. Ihu lo Sadye Besida. But he didn't do that. So another reason why he went sour. Amr of Yosef, Yitam Ritzach Benon de Echmel, another raya that he was, another story that he went sour. Mehach, it says over here. V'yom Ali Hamelech, who's talking here? V'yom Ali Hamelech, Nechemiah is talking, and the king said to me, V'hashagel, and his shagel means a concubine, Hayoshevis Etzlo, that was with him. My shagel, what does the word shagel mean? Amr Rabba Bar Lema, Shadav Derav, Kalbas as a dog. That Dayavish had a dog as a concubine. Elamiata Hadiksiv, Velmora Shmaya Tisromemes, Umanye di Bese, Haisu Kadamach, Vant, Virvav Vinach, Shogulasach, Fulachansach, Khamra Shisin Bahon. That means that they drank wine. V'shegel kalbasa, he kalbasa bas mishtaya chamruhu. Dogs drink wine? So, Gemara says, yeah. Halo kasha, not a kasha. Demalafa le v'shasye. Yeah, dog got used to drinking wine. So dog drank wine. Sounds like a kasha. Elamayata, 1 second. Tichsiv, it says, benos malachim bekir vasech, nitzva shagal leminecha bekesem ofir. This is a pasuk that, what? It's in Tehillim, right. That that the who is it talking about? The Benos Malachim, right, are all decked out. V'shegel kalbasahi might come of Asher le'Navi Yisrael. If it's a dog, who cares? Why would the Navi say that to Bnei Yisrael? Hachikamar b'schar shechaviva Torah Yisrael. No, with the schar that you are chaviv the Torah b'kishegel of the kochavim. Like a shegel is chaviv to a guy, zichisem lechesem ofer. You'll be zochet to a lot of reward. So you see that Dayavesh turns sour, hanging out with dogs. V'boytsem leolam shegel machasi. No, really, shegel means the queen, or it's a human being. V'rabba barlema gamar gemirila. He had a tradition that there was that this in this case it was a dog. It doesn't always mean dog. Here it means dog. But my karli shegel. Why did it call that? Shechavifa olea olav kishegel. Because he was fond of this, like he's fond, like most normal people are fond of a concubine. Inami shoshiva b'makom shegel. He returned her to the as being the queen. Yeah, what does it mean? Yeah. V'ibay seim and all the hechmet another pasuk me'achad. So he says ad kesef kikrin meya. V'ad chantin korin mea, v'ad chamar batin mea, v'ad batin mashach mea, u'melach di lo k'ziv. In other words, everything that he's giving over here has amounts. On the top of the page, he said, I'm going to give whatever they need for the basic mitzvah, let them come ask me, I'm not going to hold back anything. Here's how it goes a little bit with a clipboard. Oh, you want this? Okay, I'll give you 20 of these and 100 of these. He's got limits. So that means he's not as generous. So meikar below kitzusa v'hashta b'kitzusa. Originally there was no limits, now there's limits. V'dilma meikar lo havi kimle b'kitzusa. Maybe in the originally, right, he didn't know how much they would need. So he said, I'll give you whatever you want. That's not how much you need? Oh, I have to give limits. Ela v'chvarta k'dashina meikara. Rather, the other reasons are the better reasons. All these other reasons that we gave, that he became sour. Okay.
Why did they have to find a reason for that?
Because that was what they held yesterday.
I understand that.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Now we said v'regalim. The regalim, Rosh Hashanah for the regalim is echad b'nisan. What does that even mean, Rosh Hashanah for the regalim? What does it even mean? Regarding what? So the Gemara says, first of all, Rosh Hashanah, you want to tell me it's the first month that has a regel? If you count it from Rosh Hashanah, if you count it from Nisan? Is that what you want to say? First of all, what's the significance of saying that? It's the first month, starting Nisan, when there's a Yontif in it. Right? So, Regal Bechad B'Nisan, Chamish Asa B'Nisan, but it's not even Rosh Chodesh, it's on the 15th of the month. So, Pesach is on the 15th. So what does it mean, Rosh Hashanah? Amar V'Chista, Regel Shebo Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. Right. It's the Regel, that month is the Rosh Hashanah when regal are in it. That's what it means. L'may nafkamina, who cares about that? Answer is, l'noder, if someone makes a neder, l'mekim aleha babal ta'acher, verb shimini. This is a halacha, that when you donate, you promise to donate anything, we're going to see it, even applies to tzedakah, and even applies to an erech vow, or a carbon.
Matana.
Not a matana. We'll see. But all these things in the base, I make this really, and tzedakah is included, and we're even going to include like a chikhanpeya. We're going to include those things. When you have those things to include, when you promise to give those things, you have a year. No, you don't have a year. You have 3 regalim to fulfill your promise. And according to Reb Shimon, it starts at Nisan. It starts at Pesach. Which means, and we're going to see what it means. Titania, Echad Hanoder. If someone gives a neder, someone makes a neder. What does a neder mean? Rashi says, Demei Olai. Right? Someone gives his, Rashi says, a neder means, Homer Demei Olai. I'm going to give my money value, whatever I'm worth. So, Sheshaman Oso Ke'evet. We evaluate him like he's an Evet. How much can this guy fetch in the marketplace? And that's what he has to pay. Ve'echad ha-mikdash. Ve'echad ha-makdash. I'm sorry. If you makdash something. Ve'echad ha-mayrich. If you give an erich vow. Kivan she'avru olav gimel regalim. Over ba'bal ta'acher. Three yomim tovim pass by. You're over bal ta'acher. That means you give him, you make a promise on the day before Pesach. You have till the following Sukkot to keep your promise. After that, you're over an Avera. It's a big machlokas in the Achronim. When are you over the Avera? Are you over it? Okay, it's a lamdash thing. Now, what if you make the Neder the day after Shavuos? So then it doesn't start till the next Pesach. Then you have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So it could be longer than a year sometimes. It could be shorter than a year. The point is, it starts at Pesach. Why? Because of this Mishnah. That's where the Regel, the Rosh Hashanah for the Regalim, is in Pesach for this Din. And we're going to spend the next day on this Din. Okay? Reb Shimon Omer, Gimel Regalim, Kisidron. It has to be in order. For Chag HaMatzos, Tchila. And it starts off with Pesach. V'chein ha'yom shem v'nichay omer, regalim pa'amim gimel, could be sometimes three, pa'amim dalet, could be four sometimes, pa'amim chamisha, could be five. Ketad, for example, nadal lefnei Pesach, gimel. If you made it before Pesach, it's three. Lefnei atzeres, chamisha. If you made it before Shavuot, it's five. Then you have Shavuot, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Lefnei achad, arba. If you made it before Sukkot, it's four. You have Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. So it depends when you made it. Tana Rabbanan. Now we have a long brisa of a lot of things that this din applies to. A long brisa. Ready? Chayvei Adamim. Chayvei Damim. What does Chayvei Damim mean? Rashi said it means you promise to give the value of yourself. Va'erichin. Or an erich vow which is set by the Torah. Hacharamim. So Hacharam is a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Hekdeshos. Another kind of donation to the Beis HaMikdash. Achatos. Ashamos. Olos, shlamim, tzedakos. What's tzedakos? Right? Right? Tzedakah. If you give promise to give tzedakah, you have the same time frame. Says Tosfos in the second to last one, Vamarava, Vadamarava lekaman. Rava's going to say on davav that tzedakah mechayev oleh la'alter. You can't wait a year and a half to give tzedakah you promised to give. Can't do that. Hani mili dekayim yaniim. That's only when there's poor people around. Aval lo mechayev lahadure basrayhu kolz man shelo avdu avru shalosh regalim. You don't have to chase after aniim. You live in some very rich place. There's no aniim. So you have to. How many promise to give? So what are you going to do? Have to go run to the aniim? You don't have to do that. That's what it means. Okay. Fine. Okay, next one, Maestros. Maestros. You have a year and a half, you have a year, three regalim, five regalim to give Maestro? What does that mean? Right? What does that mean? Don't we know you can't even give, you have to give? Don't we know? So Tosas says at the bottom, Tosas, can you go in Maestro Rishon or Maestro Sheni or Maestro Ani? To give Maestro Rishon, Maestro Sheni, Maestro Ani. Wait a minute. Umasha kava aleim hakas of Zman Bior, but we don't know that this is Zman Bior, Tichsev, Mikseh Shalosh Anim, Totsi, V'nosam Pidyon Hashem, V'tanam Perak Hey, Demais Hashemi, Erev Yontif, Harishon Shal Pesach, Shal Reis V'shal Shvias, Hayibir. Right? So every fourth and seventh year on Erev Pesach, they would do Bior. What does Bior mean? They would get rid of all the Meiser that you didn't give. You have to get rid of all the, I mean, you have to give all the Meiser you didn't give. So what do you mean I have to give it within three regalim? I have 3 years to give it. Right? I have 3 years to give it. So, you hear the question? Dahasam afal pi shol hifrish chay... So, yeah. Pesachus haya bir dahasam afal pi shol hifrish chayim lahafrish. Over there, I didn't even designate. I didn't even separate it. V'chay ubovad shabo lo'onas meiser. Then I have to separate it. Kiditnan hasam v'chol zman shol hifrish lo'kar bal ta'acher. You didn't even separate it. So this halacha, that you have three regalim to give Meiser, that only applies if you separated it. I separated the Meiser, now I'm lazy. You have three regalim to give it, and Pesach, it starts at Pesach. So it can be a year and a half, but you got to give it. The thing about the four and the seven, I didn't even designate it. I wasn't even mafresh it. I will hifresh mikoy bal ta'acher afal pishal giyazman abir v'teit. Right. But so that's the difference. If you didn't designate it, you got to do it every 3 years. Designate it and give it. If I designated it and sitting in my basement, then you have to give it within three regalim. Okay? More, next. Bechor. Bechor edible. Meiser. Meiser behema. Upesach. A carbon pesach. Whatever that means. Leket shechu upeya. Leket shechem peya. How could leket shechem peya have a year and a half? How could leket shechem peya have 6 months? What?
Let
the aniyim come. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? They didn't come. What am I supposed to do? What does that mean? So Tosva says, look at top Tosva. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Although we could, but we won't. Chayev l'haniach basada. You have an obligation to leave your leket shechem peya in the field. What if you didn't? What if you didn't leave peya? You took the peya in. And the rabbi says, by the way, go to a shir, the rabbi. The rabbi talks about peya. I didn't even know this peya. You know what? I didn't even know. So what's the halacha? Give peya when you already harvested. So peya sitting in my house. That I have three regalim to give. Right? So the ishakaluhu, if you took the peya in, over below sase. First of all, over below sase. Dechsev lo salakit. Now, it's supposed to do that. That's supposed to do that. V'lo chashu, v'lo tashuv, v'lo sichale, uksiv, lo'oni, v'lo ager, tazov. You know, how is it possible that you're going to be overpaid? How are you going to be? How are you going to give leket and shechem peya in three regalim time? How are you doing that? Doesn't make sense. So one answer, v'hecha d'avar v'notlein. If you took in the peya yourself, you shouldn't have done that. Chayev l'hachzir. You have to return it, v'litein, and give it to aniyim. D'avid lo mahani. Because you can't avoid giving the payah. The payah doesn't lose its status of payah by you not giving it. You know, I don't want to give payah. I'm not going to give payah. Therefore, no payah here. That doesn't work that way. Kadisa parakama de tamura. Vimlo hifrish payah min akama. If you didn't leave payah when it was standing, mafrish min amarim. Then give payah from the bundles. Oh, or min akri, or from the pile. Vika balta acher. And then balta acher kicks in. So I have three regalim to give that payah. That's how I can give, that's how this can even apply to payah. Normally, payah is in the field, there's nothing to do with me. That didn't even come and take payah. Here, I took in the payah. Now it becomes like any other tzedakah, have to give it to them. So I have three regalim to give it to them. That's the first answer he gives. For od yesh l'faresh, deshakel beheter. I took payah beheter. How could that be? Kigon, for example, the leka aniyim. There's no poor people. What am I supposed to do if there's no poor people? I live in a very rich place. What am I supposed to do? As a matter of fact, v'oz ikka bal ta'acher. So, but it could be bal ta'acher. V'adamina b'sof hazroa, Levi zara b'kishar, Levi had a field in Kishar, and lo havanim. There were no poor people there. There were no poor people. L'mishka, leket, to give leket, there was nobody there. No poor people can show up. So, asa l'kamed Rav Sheshes, he came to Rav Sheshes, Amma la'ani, v'lager ta'azov osam. It says you should leave it for the poor people. V'lo la'orvim, v'lo la'atalefim. Not for the birds. So if you leave it out there, no aniyim are coming. No aniyim are coming. Who's coming? The birds. There's no leket for birds. Therefore, take it in, and you have three regalim to find some aniyim. So you'll ship it off somewhere to some poor town. Right? Lo ka'amar lishkal amashri. You can't take it for yourself. That you can't do. Ella rather, the lo avar im kodesh b'soch beso, take it in, and you'll find some poor people to give it to. You have three regalim to go and search for poor people. Right? That's how you can possibly give leket shechem peah on how bal ta'acher can apply to leket shechem peah. Either you did a mistake, you took it in, or you took it in because no one to give it to. Those are the two ways, Tosla says. Okay? What apply to goyim? Maybe. I don't think so. Maybe because of Shalom Bayis, you know? So, Kivan She'avru, I'm on the top line. Kivan She'avru Olav, Shalosh Regalim, three Regalim pass, over Baal Ta'acher, you're over Baal Ta'acher. There's a five-way machlokas how Baal Ta'acher works. The first opinion was, three regalim, beginning with Pesach. Rabbi Shimon said, I'm sorry, this is Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says any three regalim, in any order. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh regalim Kisidron. Has to be in order. V'chaga Pesach Tila. We start with Pesach. V'chaga Matzah Tila. We start with Pesach. Three. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kivin She'avar Lein Regal Echad over Baal Ta'acher. Rabbi Meir holds one regal. One regal, whichever one it is. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kivin She'avru Alein Shnei Regalim over Baal Ta'acher. Two regalim. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer, Kivin She'avru Alein Chag HaSukkos over Baal Ta'acher. Sukkos is the one. My time of the Tanakhama. What's the reason for the Tanakhama that says three regalim even out of order? Because it michti, it says minayhu salik. So the pasuk says like this. The pasuk says that it says chag hasukkos tasa lecha shivas yamim. The last one mentioned, remember this for the one of the other five, the last yontif mentioned in this parashas Re'e is Chag HaSukkos. It says, Shamar is Chodesh Aviv, Vasisa Pesach Hashem. That's Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Dalet says, Vasisa Chag Shavuos Hashem Elokecha. Shavuos also. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yamim. Then it says the following Pasuk. Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana, three times a year, Yere'e Kol Zechorches Pnei Hashem Elokecha Vokam Sheivchar Chag HaMatzos Chag HaShavuos uvechag HaSukkos v'lo yeroes ponai reikam. Don't come to me empty-handed. Right? Lomeli l'mader v'ksiv chag HaMatzos chag HaShavuos chag HaSukkos. Why does it have to go repeat the names of the three yomtivs? We just talked about them. Shmarina l'Baal Ta'acher. You know why? For this reason. For Baal Ta'acher. Right? We said, remember Pesach. Don't forget about Shavuos. Don't forget about Sukkos. And by the way, Chagat, the three of them, he mentions them again. Don't show up empty-handed. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way and say three, the name of the Yom is three times again? You know why? For this reason. Baal Ta'acher. And it's any order. Reb Shimon Omer, no. Has to be in order. Eino tzarech lo mer Chagat Sukkos. Didn't have to mention Sukkos. Why? Shabo Dibur HaKasav. That's the last Yom we were talking about. Lama Nemar. Why does it say Sukkos? Lo meshes ha'achron. That's the last one. Meaning you start at Pesach. Verb Meir. Reb Meir said, Any regel. My timer. It says, Ubasa shama veveisa shama. You're going to come there. You're going to bring your neder there. You're going to bring your promise there. You don't keep your promise. You're over in Avera. What am I hacking? That's it. Verb Banan. What do the rest of them do with this pasuk? The ones who held three regalim, this pasuk says, you made a promise, go bring it, fulfill your promise. The regal goes by, you don't fulfill your promise, you made an avera. Hahu la'aseh. That's to teach you, no, there's a mitzvah saseh to bring the carbon. But if you violate the mitzvah saseh, it doesn't mean you violate a lo saseh. For the lo saseh, you have three regalim. Remeir, what does Remeir say about this saseh? Well, given to Amar le Rachmana Aisi, Torah said, bring it. V'lo Aisi, you didn't bring it. Memela, koile, Baal Ta'acher. You violate Baal Ta'acher. Fine. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he said, two regalim. My taima, what's his reason? Dichsiv, it says, Eile tasu l'ashem b'moadechem. Right? These are your yomtivs, moadechem. Miyat moadim shnayim. Minimum of two. So it's two. For Rabbanan, what does everyone else do with this pasuk? Hahu l'kidr Reb Yona for Reb Yona's vart. D'amar Reb Yona, Reb Yona said, Hukshu kol ha'moadim kulam ze l'zeh. Every yontif is compared. Shekulam mechaper mal tumas mikdash u'kedashav. Every yontif, the karbanos are brought to be mechaper for tamei people going on to the Beis HaMikdash or tamei people eating kachem. Every yontif, every Rosh Chodesh too, that's what they're busy with. You're busy with karbanos for tumma. How do you know that? From this pasuk, Mo'adechem. That's how we learned it out, Rabbi Yonah. V'Rabbi Eliezer, V'Rabbi Elazar, V'Rabbi Shimon, my taima, he said, the yontif that kicks is Sukkos. So if you made a neder after Sukkos, you have a year. You made a neder before Sukkot, you have till Sukkot. You made a neder a week before Sukkot, you have a week. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Lo Yomer Chag HaSukkot, Shavuot Divrei HaKasav. It shouldn't have mentioned Sukkot. Because the last Yontif we're talking about there in Re'eh is Sukkot. And then it says, oh, by the way, the three Yontifs, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuot, and Chag HaSukkot. Why are you mentioning Chag HaSukkot again? Lo Memer, why is it said again? Lo Mer Shezeh Gorim, that's the only one that matters. That's the only one that will give you this Aveira, is Sukkot. Okay. Next. Verb Meir, Verb Eliezer ben Yaakov, Hai b'chag ha-matzos, u'b'chag ha-shvuos, u'b'chag ha-sukos, my darshi bay. So then why does the Torah repeat itself, Taka? They learned out the Makor from other places. Hevesim Shama, Moadechem. Why did the Torah repeat itself three times? Twice. First it mentions every yontif, then it mentions a catch-all, and it mentions the yontifs again. Mibarle l'kidi Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, for the following reason. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Minayin la teres, Sheyesh la tashlum in kol shiva. How do you know that Shavuos, which is a one-day yontif, how do you know, is a halacha, that on Shavuos, every yontif, every regel, you have to bring karbanos, karban shchagiga. What if you couldn't bring it the first day yontif? You weren't feeling well. So there's a din called tashlumin. You could bring it for 7 days. How do you know that on Shavuos, which is only a one-day yontif, you get 7 days also? How do you know that? Talmud Lomar, b'chag ha-matzos, u'b'chag ha-shavuos, u'b'chag ha-sukos. Because it says it again, they're all together. Makish, chag ha-shavuos, l'chag ha-sukos. L'chag ha-matzos. Mach chag ha-matzos, yesho tashlumin, kol shiva. Ach chag ha-shavuos, yesho tashlumin, kol shiva. Just like Pesach is 7 days, and you could bring the Chagiga as a Tashlumin all 7 days, so too, Shavuos has Tashlumin for 7 days, even though it's only a one-day Yontif. Okay? And from this halacha, we actually get a halacha that applies to us. What's that halacha? No Zetach. Everyone knows it. We don't say Tachlin. Now, we don't say Tachlin for how many days?
Six.
So, 1 second. If Suk Shavuos on Vav Nisan, so you can bring it Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud, and Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. That's 7 days. Right? Right? So some say, wait a minute, but there's a Sveik at the Yoma. So since it's 2 days, it should go to Yud Gimel. Right? Now that makes no sense. Because in the Beis HaMikdash there was no Sveik at the Yoma. What do you mean? In the Beis HaMikdash, you did know.
But also, Shavuos is the one
log
in which we do know because it's from Pesach.
But that's how Minchas Chinuch asks that question, that Shavuos should never be 2 days, because you always know it's 50 days after Pesach. How can it possibly be 2 days? How could you possibly... Putting that question aside, right?
Yes.
Even if you don't have that question,
yes.
In the Beis HaMikdash, where the Halacha only applies,
then
there was no 2 days.
Right,
so we're taking a cool, everyone is making a betachnun. We're making a thing betachnun based on the fact that there was a tashlumen. But there can't be tashlumen for another day. It's impossible.
No, but maybe.
Having said that, there's a, I think it's the Knesset Gedola, who's one of the achronim, who's no slouch. He said, it was not some modern thing that they came up with in Flatbush, to get an extra day of no tachlan. He said, no tachlan in Yud Gimel, because of Sveik HaDiyoma. Now, what's the hezer for that? It was not some made-up thing in America to get out of tachlan. One of the achronim said it. One of the achronim said it. Now, how could he say such a thing? I don't know. I don't know why he said it.
Why it's difficult.
What?
Let's say the 6th of Sivan was on Monday.
Right.
You don't really know. Maybe Tuesday.
But in the base of evidence, they did know.
I know. So then.
So if you showed up on Yud Gimel, they would tell you too late. Yeah, but I live in Babel, there was Sveik HaDiyoma. Well, very sorry, but here it's not Sveik HaDiyoma. Was you too late? If you showed up on Yud Gimel, they wouldn't accept it.
No, but they were going to keep on the Yom. So you're in Israel, and you're doing great.
Right.
Because you know, Monday's first day. So,
correct.
And then, right. But if you're in Babel,
You don't really know if it's Monday or
Tuesday. I understand what you're saying. But if you showed up on Yud Gimel and said, I want to bring a carbon, it's the seventh day after Sukkot, they would say, no, it's not. It's the eighth day after Sukkot.
No, but you wouldn't say that.
That's what they would say to you in the Beit Hamikdash, but no?
No. Let's say you showed up, you've no idea.
And Beit Hamikdash.
Right.
The two different things.
On Yantif
is what we have. We have a zecher to the Mikdash. And the Mikdash is what it is.
So what's the second day of Yantif for? Because it might really be the second.
That's right. In Chutz La'aretz. Not in Eretz Yisrael. According to you, there should be a second day Yantif in Eretz Yisrael too.
It's not done here.
No. In Israel they know. And they know when the thing.
Exactly.
And here they don't know.
Right.
So you too.
But where are you giving the carbon?
Where are you bringing the carbon? You're bringing the carbon there. So there they know. So then you can't. I said, if you show up there on your Gimel Sivan and say, "Here's my Chagiga," they'll say, "Well, sorry, you missed a deadline. Come all next right. year."
Well, let's play this scenario.
Yeah.
Okay. You weren't sure whether Shavuos is Monday or Tuesday.
Right.
Now, really, it was Tuesday.
Right.
You weren't sure, so you observed Monday and Tuesday.
No, it wouldn't work that way. It would be Tuesday, Wednesday.
No. The sixth of Sivan is Monday.
Okay.
Right, you're here.
So you hold the 6th and the 7th. You hold both right. days, Monday and Tuesday.
Let's say it turns out that actually it was the 7th. Now,
right.
On the 8th, you get on a plane and you go to Israel.
Right.
Right. And then they tell you, you know what, you were right. Tuesday was Shavuos. Monday was nothing. Tuesday was Shavuos. So now you've got 6 days of no tackling until what you thought was
Shavuos. I don't know if it would work that way. I don't think that would ever happen, what he's saying. I think it's the first day, not the second. The Sefer Yom is on the first, on the second, not the first day.
No, but the reason is second day really was the first day.
But Shavuos, we don't have that problem.
No, that's a separate issue.
Separate problem.
Separate issue.
Right, so that's two reasons. That's two reasons to kick it out.
No. There's a reason that you don't do it that way is because even though you know how many days it is, and the by that time the Kemarim, because once you hold it, the mitzvah is to count the days.
Right, no, the Minchas Chinuch, I know he asked that question. Right. That Shavuot should never be 2 days, and I don't know his answer.
You have to count. Even if you started the count wrong, you still need 50 days.
No, but we assume that sometime between Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the end of Nisan, you figured out when Pesach really was.
Exactly, and I missed a day.
Right.
Right, now what do? I still have to count the 50 days.
I hear you. Okay, fine. Anyway.
What's your problem?
Anyway. Why are we comparing the 7 days of Sukkot, of Shavuos, to Pesach? Why don't we say that we'll compare Shavuos to Sukkot? Right. You get an extra day. Sukkot's the eighth day, right? Lakish Chag Sukkot. Why don't we compare to Sukkot? Malahal and Shmona, Afkan Shmona, an extra day. So the Gemara answers, no, Shmini Regal Bifnei Atmo. Shmini Atmo is his own regal. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Imad Amar Shmini Regal Bifnei Atmo. When is Shmini Atzeres a regal by itself? Le'inyin Pazar Keshav. Regarding Pazar Keshav. What is Pazar Keshav? So the pay is a pious at a separate lottery. The shin is the shear. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Pay Zion. Zion is man. You say Speshachionu. Re'ot Reish. Regel Bifnei Atmo. The kuf is Karbonos Bifnei Atmo. The shin is shear Bifnei Atmo. And what's the bees? Bracha b'fnei atzmo, special bracha, whatever it is. Abu le'inyan tashlumin, divrei hakol, tashlumin rishon hu, that if you forget to bring a carbon chagiga on the first day Sukkot, you can bring it on Shmini Atzeres. It's regal b'fnei atzmo, not regarding tashlumin. It's not a regal b'fnei atzmo. Titnan, the Mishnah chagiga, mi shalochag yom tov rishon shalchag, chogiges hakol regal b'yom tov achron shalchag. You could even bring the chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. It's only Alviyavo. Good, it's only Alviyavo. For Alviyavo purposes, you're right. But for purposes of Chagiga, you'd still consider Tzukis. So why don't we do that? And the answer is Tafasta Murbalo Tafasta, Tafasta Muat Tafasta. When you have an opportunity, which one should I compare it to? Should I compare it to Tzukis or Pesach? We'd pick the smallest one. And Pesach is a day less than Tzukis, and therefore we compare it to Tzukis. To Pesach. That's why you only have 7 days. And Sukkot you have an eighth day. Okay? So I guess we'll stop here at the bottom line. And it's a good place to stop. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.